You give unconditional love and unconditional acceptance, but you do not necessarily give unconditional approval of what they do. And you're careful to separate the behavior and the person. And you can say, not you're bad, but this was bad. This is not good. This makes me upset, and I'm angry about this, and here's the consequences. Go to your room, and the dog is, we're going to sell the dog, okay? And that's it. Those are the consequences for this action. But you don't say you're bad, and you're doing this, and you incriminate, because that doesn't work. Can you see how you can preserve some dignity there? The fragile flower. This is the flower. This little child, innocent and lovely, opens up to you as a little innocent baby. And it says, I love you, Mommy. And as long as you say, I love you too, Sammy, you're a wonderful little boy. I'm so happy that you're with us. You bring me such happiness. You're just right. I love you. Is he going to continue to stay open, this little flower? But what happens when you take an ice pick and you go like that in the middle of that flower? Just like that. What will happen? Every time you criticize and every time you reject, that child closes and closes and backs away to protect itself. Because we don't like to be hurt. That child closes and closes and backs away to protect itself. Because we don't like to be hurt. We don't ask girls out because we're afraid of rejection. We don't try things because we're afraid of failure. We're afraid of humiliation because we've been criticized and hurt. But if I try and I fail and you don't criticize me, I can stay open and I can keep trying. But if you hurt me and make me think I'm dumb or make me think I'm not okay, I close down. And every time you tell me I'm stupid, I close down. Now you can feel when these little kids are closed down. You can tell when you're criticizing because they back down and they close down. And when you go up to hug them, how do they feel when they're closed on you? When you close, can you notice they even feel stiff when they're trying to pull away? And that's because you're criticizing them and you're hurting them. And with all the stuff we do, they are so forgiving. They keep coming back and hugging us. And if you'll be big enough to say, I'm sorry, Daddy made a mistake. Will you forgive me, please, Sammy? Daddy was angry and he yelled. And I was so upset and I got so many problems. I'm so sorry. You're such a wonderful boy. I'm so sorry. You get down on your knees and hug him. You can feel that little flower start to open again. But at this point in our lives, some of us with our husbands and our wives or our children, their teenagers, these teenagers have shut down. They're sick and tired of all the nagging. They're sick and tired of all the rejection and the hurtful things that are said. The assumption that you have to rescue me all the time. The assumption, the insulting assumption that you have to tell me everything to do. That I'm not capable and I'm tired and I'm closed. And I'm going to be closed as long as you keep hurting me. But if you open up and the sun shines, what's going to happen if the sun is gentle? See the flower open again? And the sun is love. So can you remember this thing? And if people are closed down from you because you've been negative and critical, would you please stop it and start shining that love on them so that they'll open up and they'll come to you. And then you can be together. You can't bond. You can't have a relationship that's good and warm and intimate if these people are closed from you. And husbands do that with their wives. And wives do that with their husbands. They're so critical. And they keep criticizing instead of giving warm strokes, more strokes, more strokes, more strokes. Does you get the idea? Can you go home this week and really practice on warm strokes, accentuating the positive 100%.